This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Gil Frady.
All right, rolling in, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. That's the only entity faster than Ammunition Depot. I mean, they are fast. I'm always excited to find out about a new venture if it has to do with training. And some of these ventures that are coming out are getting quite imaginative and just in the way they package themselves. And that is the case with my next guest. He is, here, let me pull this up just so I can, if it's still up there, there we go. This is he's a former Special Forces fella. He did a little time with the unit. Whatever that is. This is according to my friend Troy Gallott over at Trigger Time TV. He started a new business called the Crisis Application Group. I don't know that much about it. Their website is up. We're going to be talking about that as we go along. But joining us now for the first time is Jay Paisley, the CEO president of Crisis Application Group. Good evening, sir.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Now, I was in the military, and I always worked on the fringes of all the high-speed guys. What is the unit, and how come I don't know about it?
Well, the unit is a euphemism for, it's not uncommon for a special missions unit that the military uses, and, you know, they're a tier one unit, and they do a lot of good stuff for the country.
So, in other words, you can't tell me, and if you do tell me, you're going to have to track me down and kill me with a straw.
Well, I don't know about all that. I don't think it's okay. My place to come public with that stuff.
Tell me about how old are you? Are you out of this generation of veterans, as I refer to it, this generation?
I'm 40 years old, and I don't know what we call this generation, but I've only been retired for about 2 years. And my career in Special Forces actively started in 2001, right after September 11th, and lasted to the end of 2013.
Is that a long time for Special Forces? Is Special Forces, I've always thought of the troopers actually doing that. They almost have to be like athletes. And just knowing how battered I was being, in all of these leg units, I can only imagine what those guys go through.
Well, it is a long time, but one of the things unique to Special Forces is their ability to kind of take the next step, the next evolution, and that includes physical fitness and taking care of your body. I mean, I can tell you when I came from the big army, you know, even when I was in my early 20s, I was starting to feel broken and battered, but I didn't really learn about fitness and taking care of myself until I got onto an A team. So I would say 12 years is a long time, but it's not infinite.
How do you feel now at 40 years old? Still feel good?
I mean, yeah, now I'm hurt. I mean, the war's taken its toll on me, but yeah, I feel pretty good.
How many deployments did you have to go through?
Well, it depends. I like to use months because deployments is kind of a loaded term.
Okay.
A lot of soft units. My last one, we would do 4-month deployments, but we would do lots of them. And when I was in fifth group, we would do longer deployments. but they were semi-frequent. So I got somewhere around, I don't know, 45 months, depending on how you look at it.
4 years in country.
More or less total, yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, yeah. Not one thing that I've talked with other veterans about this is the difference in the wars. Because, like, with World War II, if you joined at the beginning of World War II and managed to live through all the way till the end, that was your one deployment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you got wounded so bad that you could not go on any further, of course, they would send you back. But they, you know, there was no go over for a little while and then come back, go over for a little while, come back. Then in Vietnam, they tried to hold it at three deployments, I believe. And I don't know what happened with you fellas. I don't know what happened with this age group behind me, because they seem to think you guys can just last forever.
Well, there's a resiliency factor the military tries to, you know, to consider. You know, break up the deployments. They do factor in, you know, the stress, the time. You know, in some cases, if you're deployed for a year, I mean, how well trained are you at the end of the year? it makes sense to bring the guys back just to keep them fresh, keep them sharp. But
right.
We're also an all-volunteer army. That really does change the dynamics. I mean, you talk about the resiliency of the modern-day soldier, and you got to look at it from the lens of a 2- and 3-time volunteer. I mean, these guys, by and large, they want to be there. This is what they want to do. This is who they are.
Right.
That doesn't mean they don't take care of themselves, and, you know, it's not stressful, but it's not unheard of for some soldiers at the seniors level to 50, 55 months of deploy time and counting. So that just, you know, that speaks volumes about the kind of guys we're dealing with in the modern day military.
I was at the, when I joined, to give you an idea of how different it was in the 80s, when I joined the military, there were still judges giving somebody a choice. You can go in the military or you're going to go to jail. I had a bunch of people in my basic training class that was how they got in the U.S. Army. And I always found that quite entertaining. But and for all I know, they still do that. I haven't been through basic training. The only thing I would tell you, and I find this with a bunch of people out there my age, that we look at your age and wish we could have served with you. Simply because you went out there and did some stuff, and we wanted to do some stuff. I was a cult warrior. I didn't get to do very much stuff, so, you know, it's always would have been nice to do some stuff.
I can appreciate that. When I first joined the Army, it was a peacetime Army. It wasn't even a Cold War. I mean, day to day, we worked against the drawdown. It was just a different time. But then the war kicked off and everything changed. And it,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's been this new.
And I fear they're going to have to. Well, I don't fear it. I think they ought to ramp up the military one more time and hold it at a level. I don't know, maybe to conduct combat operations in three theaters. Used to be two when I was in, but with the advent of the modern day terrorists, it might have to be more than that. But I think there ought to be a minimum where they have to be as far as manpower wise and tech wise. And I don't think they should ever cut their spending, but, you know, that's just me, Jane.
No, I understand that. And I don't know that I disagree with that. I think, you know, as the global war on terror, as I still call it, you know, marches on, we're finding that modern combat is more and more decentralized. Not that it doesn't require conventional forces. I think in most cases it does. But what we're finding is there's much smaller scale. It's almost like fractured battles. If you took, you know, I use the analogy, if, you know, World War II and the Vietnam War was one big glass plate, I mean, modern war on terrorism kind of shatters that glass plate to a bunch of little pieces. And that's kind of how we have to configure the force. And it's a challenge moving forward. You know, the military budget is large.
Let me get you to hold that thought. Let me get you just give out the website. We're going into the first break. We're going to be moving on, but website real quick so people want to check you out.
Yeah. You can find me at www.cadmain.com.
We'll be right back. My guest, Jay Paisley, Crisis Applications Group. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunworks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. My guest this hour from the Crisis Applications Group is Jay Paisley. Does that mean, Jay, that you have associates out there? Is this what you're aiming to do, or what is that about, the group part?
So the group as a whole is really a social network with veteran-owned small businesses and a proactive and mature audience that we carefully cultivate. What we tried to do was link up, you know, folks who have 9-to-5 jobs and who want to kind of get into the shooting and self-reliance lifestyle with veteran-owned small businesses that serve as subject matter experts and let them dialogue amongst each other. And in that sense, you know, it's not really about the why you want to know how to do what you need to do so much as the how. So we like to say for every crisis in your life, we can help you find the right application to solve that problem. And our group is growing. Every day we take on a new veteran's, a new sponsor, a new veteran affiliate trainer, and we get new members nationwide, and we're helping to spread the good word.
Now, how does the Combat Applications Group, one of the things I've been looking at, I've got about 15 years on you. And I took combat trauma, combat, combat medic or something. No.
Combat lifesaver?
Combat lifesaver. I took that 3 or 4 different times when I was at Campbell. I worked in certain high-speed areas from time to time. I was always loaned out. I was actually just fodder. I know that. But that doesn't matter because I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the work. I enjoyed the training. Now, as a civilian, okay, here I am. Well, let's see. I've been out of the military now 26 years. 26 years removed from the military. I got a couple of issues here and there, physically. Is there a place for me to train within the Combat Applications Group?
Well, the Crisis Application Group, yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry. I had combat on my mind too much after getting that combat lifesaver wrong. Crisis, yes.
Yeah, Crisis Application Group. Yeah, absolutely. This is more of an inclusive program. Any law-abiding citizen can join. We've got, you know, kind of a random selection of our membership would be, we've got grandmothers who've recently battled with cancer all the way down to young, full of energy, you know, firearms enthusiasts kind of intermingling with each other, helping each other out. Our goal is to, we think everybody deserves a right to self-defense. Everybody, you know, needs to know how to take care of themselves if they get injured. And, you know, what do you do if you get stranded in your car? Everybody gets to do this. And no emergency cares that you got a bad back or they care that you're old or or you haven't been trained. The emergency doesn't care. So neither do we. So the challenge is on us to find the right training affiliates who are willing to exercise, in some cases, the patience it takes to offer everybody those critical skills they need to be successful in an event.
What about for somebody like me that, and I'm sure I'm not alone, but somebody like me that still thinks in that mindset, but then gets in there and there's certain physical limitations. Like one of the things I lamented about a certain tactical school that I saw a couple of weeks ago that I thought was completely unrealistic is they did no shooting in the prone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how realistic that is of me, but when I was training, you know, just the basic fire maneuver, bounding, overwatch, all that other stuff, it always ended up in the prone. And this idea that you can run between, you know, 50 yards between 2 points to get from cover to cover, looks great. You know, it's, you know, especially with somebody that knows how to stride, it's just like watching art. However, that's a problem because that's not really realistic. And but the problem I have now, Jay, is if you tell me to go out there and run and get into a rush and fling myself the way I used to when I was 24 years old, I'll get down there in the prone. I'm going to be in the prone, man. I may need you to come and scrape me up to get me back up.
That's right. No, you would not be unique. we get plenty of people who come out with, you know, all sorts of physical disabilities. Like I said before, the emergencies don't care. So the approach we take is we generally cater our classes to the newcomer or the person who has a disability of some kind and has been afraid to take a course for that reason. We have our subjective milestones that we expect each student to meet, but we do use some degree of objectivity to kind of tailor our particular courses to the student's capability, even their equipment. I mean, I'd like to think that everybody's got a nice AR and, you know, pistol belt fully loaded, but at the end of the day, people, you know, they have the resources that they have, and that's what they got. But like I said, they deserve a fair shot at it. So what we do is we practice, we teach very, very basic fundamentals, and we hold you to that standard. Trigger squeeze, side alignment, to name a few. But we'll make these guys and gals that go out there and they got to learn from the ground up. We're building a good foundation, and we try to adjust as needed to accommodate the various disabilities and skills and age groups that we do encompass. Not just tailor it to the tactical hobbyist. and that's good. Listen, the tactical hobbyist guys are a good thing for the industry. They're a good thing for the community as a whole. But I think oftentimes in the way that, you know, things are perceived for the new shooters, it seems to be a little overwhelming. You know, they're not trying to be quote unquote operators, and that's not what they're here for. They're here to learn how to win a gunfight. You know, what do they do with their, what if they get their pistol and their primary shooting hand gets injured? What do you do next? So we try to give them the tools they need to be successful, not to be awesome, but to be successful. And, you know, we clean up their foundations. We get plenty of folks who come on out here who just want a second set of eyes to maybe show them a new trick or, you know, clean up what they're already doing. So yeah, pretty versatile. We're pretty flexible.
It sounds like it. We're coming up on the next break. CAG Maine, that's the website, yeah? CAG Maine?
That's right, CAGMaine.com.
CAGMaine.com. There you can find some trauma packs that he's already put together because this man is a high-grade medic. You've got one holster there for sale that I find outstanding just because I've never seen one designed that way. And I want to talk to you about the optic that you got when we get back because I've never – is that yours?
What's that?
The optic. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Oh, Jay, the optic. Yeah, we'll talk about it when we get back.
Jay Paisley, Crisis Applications Group. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. When you got that last part there, Ben, that wasn't really meant for you. I was supposed to be going in the chat room. But I appreciate you catching that, buddy. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. Back with Jay Paisley, the man at Crisis Applications Group, no matter how much I've messed it up today. You've got one thing on your website that you sell that I've never seen anywhere else. Is that something that you developed?
No, it's not. Early on in our process, we were trying to identify, you know, some unique items to kind of separate us from the crowd. But one of the things that we stumbled upon were the Adderall optics pretty early on. And one of the common complaints that we get from, you know, kind of our audience members are that optics are expensive. And of course, you know, I give them the standard response, they're expensive because they're worth it. One of the things we found with Adderall was we had a really reliable, user-friendly optic that was low cost. And, we went out on a limb and we requested a few samples, and we've been using them on all of our trainers and all of our rifles out here in Georgia, and we just kind of fell in love with them. I mean, they're great little tools. And for the price and the durability, I mean, it's a great purchase. So we're very happy with them.
They're available at the CAGMain.com website. They're $149. Now, one of the things about a budget optic of this size that you have covered most of the, I've tried a couple of samples of these guys that get out there and try to make their own little aim point, their affordable aim point micro dot, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of them come with parallax. And this one is parallax free.
That's right. We've got a new version. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to say, I'm just going to say for those people who don't know what I'm talking about with parallax, I refer to it as ghosting, where you have the reticle seems to be here, then it seems to be, it's like you're drunk, you're looking through the optics trying to say, all right, where's the bullseye? Which one do I choose from?
It's a very crisp red dot. It's very crisp. It's adjustable, as you would expect, and you know, it's the auto battery, you know, shut off, which turns out to be a very popular feature amongst the new shooters. But like I said, we've been using these things in our shoot house and out on our flat range, and I've got nothing but good things to say about them. We're very happy. The version 2 will be coming out soon, and it'll have a repositioned battery mount. It's going to be underneath the optic tube there, so to just give them more a crisp silhouette. But yeah, Attaboy NCRD, they are available at Shop CAG at CAGmain.com.
$149. Lightweight, shockproof, the battery powers up to 1,000 hours. For those of you saying, well, aim points for a few years, go pay for it. Not going to pay $150 bucks for that. You know, I run a H1 right now and never had to put a battery in it yet, but, you know, paid as much as I did for the rifle.
A lot of this goes with the logic that we do for a lot of first-time shooters is, you know, if you had a $3,000 or $4,000 budget, well, you could spend every bit of that on a rifle and a set of optics, or you could probably buy yourself a, you know, a beginner's rifle, you know, some starter optics that are going to last you for a long time, given the level of shooting you're going to do, and you could take the remainder of that balance and go pay for much needed classes, you know, and that's something we teach a lot too is, when guys come out, they ask us all the time, hey, what should I bring? What should I bring? Just bring what you got. Take a class first. Get out there. See what it is you need to do. Get a feel for it. Get out there and roll around in the dirt. And then start making decisions on buying gear. You'll save yourself a lot of heartburn in the long run that way.
Yes. Yes. I think a lot of people get sort of tied up in the gear. I did. I'll tell you my quick problem that I have right now. And I would love your input on this. Now, mm-hmm. when I was in the military, we used what was referred to as an LBE, which was not a very well-appointed pistol belt with a set of suspenders. The suspenders were on there to hold the belt up, not necessarily to hang anything off of. They did not lend themselves very good to that. Of course, we did all kinds of magical things with those things and some duct tape. But nowadays, you know, people get out there and they think, well, I've got to go get the plate carrier. Then they look and say, but I got to have plates and they got to have this. Is all of that kit necessary?
Well, it depends. I mean, I'm not entirely convinced that, you know, everyday Joe needs a set of plates. If it's within your budget and you're comfortable spending the money, I say have at it. The reality of it is most of the folks that I deal with, they're not taking that gear with them. As much as I like to think, and I'm in this boat too. As much as I like to say to myself, well, I'm always going to have a full, you know, combat outfit in the back of my truck. That's just not the case. I mean, if I go to the bank or downtown Atlanta or something, it's just not reasonable. So, on its face, it's limited use in terms of my day to day, you know, pattern of life, if you will. So I'm not bagging on it. I think if you have them, great. Plate carriers, the modern plate carriers, you look at them from a standpoint of real estate, you can get a lot of good gear on there, you know, just you know, configure your medical gear, your communications gear, and anything else that you want to bring with you, and it's something you can train with, and it's comfortable. But I got plenty of folks who come out here wearing all sorts of, you know, and I'll just use the term, but all sorts of just, you know, operator gear from head to toe, and just I'll stick them behind a simple barrier and have them shoot from various fire positions and fire out from behind a barrier, and they'll start taking stuff off. And the old LDEs that you're talking about have always seemed to perform well. There are better things out there, but they work great.
What I have done is, for me, plus, see, I had open-heart surgery, so I think in any event, if I were to take a serious impact on even a steel plate in my mid-chest area, since they sawed my chest open, I'm not real confident that my mid-chest is going to be able to take that, even that bit of kinetic energy that's going to come through that steel plate. So I'm probably going to be out for the count, even if the round is defeated. So I've just decided I'm not going to wear one. And I found this Best Buy Agilite, and I use that. But I also have fashioned, I took a battle belt because that's the new thing now. Nobody uses the old pistol belt anymore.
Battle belt.
Yeah, and put some suspenders on it, and I have my 21st century LBE.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like we're coming full circle.
Yeah.
I mean, body armor on the battlefield is an absolute lifesaver. You know, you only have to look at the medical statistics coming off the battlefield since, you know, between Vietnam and, you know, now. The numbers are only, we're still taking, relatively speaking, a fair amount of casualties. But our survivability is just shot through the roof, and a lot of it has to do with modern day, you know, ballistic protection. It's a good thing. But it comes with a price tag. So it's a balancing act. There's plenty of folks out there that have enough disposable income where incorporating that type of tactical gear makes sense within their budget and their capabilities. But there's also plenty of other folks that, you know, hey, you've only got a few hundred bucks, you know, what are you going to do with it? So
it's something you can wear and you can run around with and move in. Coming up on the last.
Try to give them an education. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't mean to keep interrupting you. And we will get better at this, Jay. We will. We're coming up on the next break. So when we get back, we're going to continue on with this because I get to pick your brain because Troy and I are actually talking about doing stuff like this. You hang on. Jay Paisley, Crisis Applications Group. This is Lock and Load.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. We've still got Jay, don't we? Somebody else disconnected, didn't they? Joy Brown? Please tell her it's my turn at this time. Tell her it is my turn. And you know, anyway, thanks very much. My guest this hour is Jay Paisley from Crisis Applications Group. We were talking a little bit about gear. Gear, in the face of getting, if you had to advise a student, if I'm coming to you all wide-eyed and I go, Mr. Paisley, I've got some money to buy a rifle. I've got some money to buy some ammo. I've got some money for a sidearm. I've got some money for this. And what all do I need to get besides that? Are you just going to tell me very quietly, get a nice holster for the pistol, get the right sling for the gun, and come and meet me at the training ground, and then you'll figure out whatever else you might need?
That's kind of how we like to approach it. I mean, we try to take into account what the military uses as the total warrior concept. It's great if you're into marksmanship and you're into firearms, and we support that. But our challenge to our membership is, you know, you need to branch out beyond that. The next logical extension of, you know, kind of personal readiness is first aid and trauma. And, you know, we challenge our folks before we, you know, buy everything and all things firearms. Let's make sure after we get a rifle, pistol, perhaps a shotgun, let's make sure we got a first aid kit in there, and a few other knickknacks. And then kind of once we're well-rounded at that, you know, the jack of all trades, master of none, that's what we like to say. Once we kind of get you at a dozen or so 70% solutions, let's kind of revisit some of the things and maybe upgrade where you know, demonstrate proficiency and interest. And if that's marksmanship, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, that is the, I mean, you have a pedigree as far as the combat medic part of it. Trey was very insistent that you were a high grade 18 Delta, which I have to confess, I don't know what that is. I think the MOS nomenclature has changed an awful lot since I've been in. My MOS doesn't even exist anymore, so I would have been made redundant had I not gotten out when I did.
Well, anything Delta in a nutshell is kind of what the Navy would consider an independent duty corpsman. They're basically mid-level care providers. Obviously, we specialize in trauma, but as an MOS, you know, we have to have all the other supporting medical skills to kind of keep the operation, not just the team, but the operation going. If you can imagine, veterinary skills are important in Afghanistan with pack animals, and, you know, dental care is, my goodness, it's important just about everywhere without a solid, you know, dental program. You know, and so on. It's not, you know, it's not sexy to use the term, but, you know, it is an important skill that 18 Delta brings to the battlefield, kind of that mission enhancing force. But I was kind of that jack of all trades medic until I, you know, specialized in basically TAC med, you know, tactical, you know, direct gunshot wounds. And then I personally, you know, took on the mantle of kind of extended medical care, and I've developed a lot of my own training that's carried over to the various aspects of the military. But yeah, an 18 Delta is kind of the tip of the spear medic, and we're combat arms first, medic second in most cases, and some, we're flexible enough to reverse the roles if we have to.
Were you of the echelon to where you could use the chest decompression needle?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I draw, you know, we would call them needle drills. You know, I've done, I don't even know how many needle drills. I've done a half dozen chest tubes in the field. You know, I've got quite invasive downrange, largely because of my skills competency, but, you know, a lot of it is the surgical team that was training us trusted us.
I wanted to learn how to get to that level of the chest decompression needle, simply because that is a, I mean, that is such a life-saving step that most people would never believe how life-saving it is to know how to stick. It looks like the air attachment for a football, the ones that I have seen. And
yeah.
It's just essentially punching through the ribs and allowing air to escape that's compressing the chest, yeah?
More or less. I mean, you basically got three categories of wounds that are preventable but lethal, generally speaking. So you got blood loss, which we're all familiar with a tourniquet, some type of chest compromise, and what we call a tension pneumothorax is two, and then some type of airway compromise is kind of down there on three. We call them preventable because, you know, these very basic steps in a needle drill, needle thoracentesis as it's called, is a very technically easy skill to learn. It gets a little muddy on when to do it, but it's a very technically easy skill to learn. And the beauty of the military trauma model is that it decentralizes most of the life-saving skill. The idea is to get it as far forward as possible. So in many cases, if I had a casualty that was brought my way, he showed up treated and packaged, and I just gave the guys, hey, good job, thumbs up, and I went home and took all the credit. So these skills are statistically proven to be safe in the hands of an untrained provider. There's some legal issues, not big, but, you know, there's some legal dialogue that needs to kind of get muddled through as more veterans return home to the civilian world. But at the end of the day, look, this medicine was designed to go into the hands of, you know, the basic infantrymen.
Yeah, but you're talking about the fact that that echelon of care is supposed to be reserved to EMTs in the civilian world.
Well, stateside, I think you're seeing a shift in that. I mean, the wars have been going on for as many years as it has, and you're seeing tens of hundreds of thousands of veterans who've been exposed to the military trauma model. They're out in the civilian world now, and they're just not accepting, you know, they're not accepting that for themselves. They're not going to wait for the EMT. They know these are statistically safe. The military has been using them with great success on the battlefield, and they're ready to take it home.
We got a couple of minutes left. Tell the audience, if you would, how they can come and train with you, how they can come and find your associates, how to get involved. Crisis Applications Group is open for membership. How does that work? You know, we got a couple minutes. Go.
Okay, so the membership, $49.99. It's an annual fee. We bring you onto our membership page, and we link you up directly with the various training affiliates. If you're not local to me, we can find the right affiliate for you. And if you want to travel, by all means, come on out to CAG Maine here in Conyers, Georgia. We'll put you up for the night, and we'll train you for the day. So, we're pretty versatile.
You have a full schedule on for everybody out there for them to come and train with you?
Our weekends book up fast. I mean, but basically we work every weekend. But, you know, here at CAG Maine, we kind of do them like the dentist appointment. You know, if you want to train on Tuesday, Tuesday it is. We run really small courses, low instructor to student ratios, and we want you to be comfortable and ask questions.
What about the medic classes? Are you going to teach them? Are you going to have like a combined arms class, medic class, or, you know?
We try to separate them. Combat marksmanship is its own class. Austere medicine, as we call it, is kind of its own class. And what happens is if you're a member, you earn your tabs. You can earn tabs in our program. We'll run tabbed-only events for the people who kind of have the prerequisite entry-level training it takes to do some of the more complicated stuff like live fire, casualty play. That's not necessarily walk-through-the-door-level training. Not difficult, but, you know, you need to demonstrate some degree of competency before we start putting you in complex situations like that. But our affiliate trainers, they run all their own programs. And if you take their programs, I'll give you an example. I have an affiliate out in Mesa, Arizona, Independence Training. If you go take their TCCC class or their shooting class, you qualify to earn our CAP as part of a membership. And this that's how we kind of carry on and provide the opportunities for the membership nationwide. We've even started getting members in Australia. So I got to figure out how to do that one. That's on deck.
Yep. That will be interesting. Jay, we will do this again. I'll be in touch soon. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
All right. Thank you.
All right, folks, coming up next, we're going to talk pistol self-defense in the urban area and, you know, selection, all that other stuff with Will Luker. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.